This is RadioMD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Later in this episode, we talk about how to navigate Halloween this year, but that's up after our news. The World Health Organization has found that antiviral drug remdesivir has little to no effect on COVID patients' chances of survival. Remdesivir was among the first to be used to treat coronavirus and was recently given to President Donald Trump when he was in the hospital. The results, which are yet to be peer-reviewed, suggest that the well-touted treatment has no substantial effect on mortality or on the length of time spent in the hospital. The drug's manufacturer, Gilead, rejected the findings of the trial. A new study shows men are mostly dictating decisions worldwide in how the coronavirus pandemic is handled. In their commentary, the collaborators from across the globe point to a dichotomy between those who make decisions and the demographics that these decisions affect. Kim Van Dalen, a PhD student from the University of Cambridge's Department of Public Health and Primary Care in the United Kingdom, was an author on the study. She says women with similar or more expertise are largely ignored and passed over for inclusion in decision-making, advisory task forces, and media coverage. This undermines the response in COVID-19 as well as public trust in science. In the United States, the White House Corona Task Force consists of 9.1% women. And nitric oxide has shown promise as an antiviral treatment. An in vitro study finds that nitric oxide may suppress the virus that causes COVID-19. The researchers suggested that inhaled nitric oxide may be an effective treatment for the disease. Well, it's October, which means it's spooky season, with or without the pandemic. So how are we supposed to handle Halloween with social distancing protocols still in place? Dr. Deborah Gilboa, also known as Dr. G, is a youth development and resilience expert and a family physician who will give us some tips today for navigating the holiday. Well, this has been RadioMD COVID-19 Weekly. Contact us with questions or give us some feedback at COVID-19@RadioMD.com. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe and 6 feet apart.